WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's mayor gives credit to the work of a neighborhood association who had opposed converting two large residential lots into nine smaller lots for building high-density housing units.
And the issue that served as the catalyst for a lot of that discussion was actually just withdrawn. And so that plan that folks were up in arms about isn't going to happen.
Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was referring to a proposed development across Gilchrist and Williams from College Hills Elementary School.
Credit goes to Dr. Suzanne Jarolewski and the folks in her neighborhood who got together just as recently as yesterday. And we were able to come up with some ideas. And so kudos to them.
The College Woodlands Neighborhood Association said the proposal violated the spirit of College Station's Neighborhood Conservation Ordinance, which the council originally passed in 2011 and was reaffirmed in 2015. Progress continues on a variety of City of Bryan projects. An update from City Manager Keene Register at this week's City Council meeting led off with the Bryan Aquatic Center being filled with water.
And the contractor has multiple items to complete. We hope to be getting towards the end of this project.
Park improvements are at various stages.
The replacement play structures for Castle Heights Park is complete as the fall zone surface has been installed, and the new play structures at Scurry Park and Tiffany Park are also under construction and should be completed this week.
And Register announced a second public meeting about the new Siena and Edgewater parks will be held next Tuesday night at 6 during the Parks and Recreation Board's regular meeting at the municipal building. There are more children of Texas veterans whose college education is being paid for by the state compared to the veterans who were the original beneficiaries of the Hazelwood Act. That's part of the debate this week in the Texas House Higher Education Committee, whose vice chairman is John Rainey of Bryan.
It's created quite a problem. Basically, the price was just put on the backs of the universities. They had to absorb that. Well, I think at A&M it's somewhere well over $20 million now.
Rainey on the Infomaniac says he doesn't disagree with university officials who believe the state should reimburse the schools.
It's a real concern to universities. It's a real concern to the veterans because once you give something, it's hard to pull it back.
Proposed changes includes adding service in the reserves along with active duty, along with increasing the minimum service from 180 days to 2 years. What the heck is going on in Washington? That question tops the list of constituents' concerns to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Because when the president got elected and the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, they were expecting to see a lot of things get done. And so they're somewhat perturbed about the fact that things are moving slowly. And I tell them I am just as stirred up and upset as they are.
Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniac says without health care reform, that makes tax reform more difficult.
In the repeal and replacement of Obama, Obamacare, we had a provision in there to basically lower taxes by about $1 trillion. And so the Ways and Means Committee was going to be able to write tax reform to a new lower tax base to make the government live on less money. But if you can't repeal replace, then that $1 trillion revenue layer stays in there. And so you have to write your taxes to fit to that higher layer.
A reminder that a week from tonight, Flores is hosting a town hall on WTAW where you can submit your questions by phone, email, text, and through his Facebook page. A heads up to motorists that Highway 47 is being repaved between FM 60 and Health Science Center Parkway. The project starts today and is expected to continue for 2 weeks. And the release of water from Lake Limestone into the Navasota River means traffic issues in Robertson County. The sheriff's office says OSR will be closed at the river and Highway 79 will have water over the bridge in Easterly. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. Call or text us. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
And don't forget, the deadline for that is tomorrow. So what you do for your lawn and with your lawn right now is going to make a big difference as we get on into the summer months. And the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services want to remind you that you've got some choices when it comes to fertilizers for your lawn. They've kind of gotten away from the synthetic chemical lawn fertilizers and adopted a more environmentally responsible system to make sure that your lawn gets healthy, stays healthy. Their natural turf program is a combination of natural, liquid, and dry, slow-release plant nutrients designed to stimulate the soil and improve that whole turf-soil relationship so that you've got a great-looking lawn. You get a good lawn, you feel good knowing also that you've helped to safeguard the environment. And because the skilled lawn crews work all over the area on a regular basis, odds are they're already pretty close and fertilizing your neighbor's lawn just down the street or maybe next door. So get in touch with Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81, folks over there at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Give them a call at 361-0500, or you can go to ABC Home and Commercial Services website as well. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, invited to join in the fun and collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
It's 8:13, Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
There is a low cloudiness this morning, some fog and mist, but that will all break up and burn off. It'll become partly sunny today. The winds will pick up, and we're going to warm up to about 80 to 85. Overnight, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Winds will diminish through the evening. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with the chance for a shower or two during the day. Highs 80 to 85. We're partly sunny Saturday with the risk of an isolated shower. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, coming up on 8:14. Okay, more airplane news, more airline news.
Wow, more?
Well, yeah, this is a little strange. Couple left their daughter behind in a plane after landing in a Chinese city. After parents boarded the plane with their 10-year-old daughter, she sat alone at the back of the plane during the entire flight. The aircraft landed. Parents got off the plane. I mean, really?
Maybe that was the plan.
Yeah, it could have been.
First of all, that's a very long flight.
Yeah.
To leave one by themselves in the back. You'd think maybe she would have sat with one of the parents, and they would have sat by themselves.
Gosh, Chelsea, I don't know. That sounds way too logical.
I mean, I'm not a parent.
Yeah, I know, but way too logical.
And I don't play one on the radio.
But anyhow, what happened was then, the flight crew found her. She was asleep back there. And
wow.
Yeah. Guess they finally got them back together.
I don't know. I would have given her to CPS.
Yep. Well, Chinese Protective Services, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Home Alone, but if they made it one step further and got the kid on the plane.
Yeah. An 8-year-old in Ohio, did you hear about this? Took his 4-year-old sister to McDonald's?
No.
Yep.
In a car?
Yep.
Little joyride. They were both craving cheeseburgers.
They just wanted a Happy Meal. Yeah.
The incident occurred Sunday about 8 at night after the kid's dad arrived from work and went to bed early. Kids decided to go ahead and leave after mom had fallen asleep on the couch. Witnesses later saw the boy driving his dad's work van. Called police. The boy drove about a mile from his home. His little sister is in the back of the van. He drove through 4 intersections and over railroad tracks. Witnesses told police the boy obeyed all traffic laws and drove the speed limit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only eight?
Apparently he learned how to do it on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
YouTube? He went and looked up YouTube videos on
how to drive.
Drive
to McDonald's.
All right, this guy had a plan. It's clear. He was ready to work his plan. That's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad it turned out okay.
Right,
but,
right.
Still, it's not like let's just go. Well, I see if now that's it. If McDonald's wouldn't advertise on television, then kids wouldn't think about it. See, so it's McDonald's fault,
so it's
right?
All McDonald's fault.
Yeah, blame it on McDonald's.
Let's do that.
Follow the money.
North Carolina ice cream shop says one of their best customers is a squirrel.
Ooh.
Owners of the Fancy Isle Ice Cream and Mini Golf in Holden Beach say the squirrel. They call him Putter.
Putter.
Aww. Putter the squirrel. Has been a regular every day since last summer. Putter reportedly lives in a nearby tree, stops in twice a day for a cone. Putter also interacts with customers and provides entertainment by playing with golf balls.
Okay.
Scott Martin, who's the owner, says, you can call her name and she will literally come out of her nest.
Wow.
Quite a little character.
Aww. Does she pay with peanuts?
I don't know. Just remember, it is a rat with a furry tail.
But it's a cute rat with a furry tail.
Well, until you try to take its coat away from it.
As soon as you give it a name, it's family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's real cute until it bites you and gives you rabies.
Exactly. That's what
you
I mean.
Guys are no fun.
It just sounds like it'd be so cool, and then, well, they end up being
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how they got their name?
No.
See?
Oh, I thought I did for a second there, but I guess not.
Well, there are a couple of blues guys. There was a guy named Pink Anderson and Floyd Council, and that's how they got their name.
Oh, okay. Right.
And they're an interesting group. They've done a whole bunch of, I mean, they have gone through so many changes and in leadership and the music that they make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find one of their first albums, you go to the middle, of course, what's the one with the prism on it?
Dark Side of the Moon.
That's it,
yeah.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Classic.
People just buy T-shirts with that on there.
Oh, right? Yeah. They've never listened to a song in their lives, exactly. And they own one of those T-shirts.
And I don't know that they've ever done an album, or it's been a long time since they have, that has their pictures on it.
Okay.
But there are big fans of Pink Floyd, no doubt.
Right.
And some of them are at Oxford University's Museum of Natural History.
Okay.
They have discovered a new species of shrimp.
Oh, nice.
And they've named it after Pink Floyd.
Very cool.
Yes.
The Pink Floyd shrimp? Is this
it's called? No, it's Synaphilius Pink Floydy.
Okay. Sure.
Pink Floydy.
It's got apparently a large pink claw.
Oh.
And so for that
reason.
Well,
at least it kind of goes along
with
that.
It does. Mm-hmm. But they said that they play Pink Floyd's music when they're doing research.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. Hey, wait. I got a news thing here. There you go. WebMD has a story today that says exercise may help the heart survive a heart attack.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. WebMD is so smart.
Yeah, it says new research shows that people who work out might develop collateral blood vessels in the heart. Might.
Okay.
Which would help ensure enough blood reaches the heart muscle, increase the chances of survival. The study out of Denmark compared the exercise habits of more than 1,600 heart attack patients, including 425 who died immediately. The patients who had been physically active were less likely to die. Didn't keep you from it, just less likely to. And the risk of death decreased as your activity level went up. Oh, man!
Exercise, it's good for you.
What are the odds?
Amazing that we found that
breaking
out.
News. Thanks for sharing, Scott.
Another news, the sky's blue.
Yeah. Now, here's another one. According to a study out of Iowa State, every hour that you run adds 7 hours to your life.
Meh, I don't believe it.
Mainly
because I hate running.
Right. Well, I understand. And you just blew an hour of your life running, so you netted 6 hours out of that. Is that
probably right?
Okay.
True. Good point.
But here's the deal, is running can only add about 3 years to your life max.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Well,
so,
97, 100.
All right.
I'm over it.
There may be other ways for you to gain that, to claw back those three extra years.
I'll eat another piece of kale.
How do they gauge that, too? Do they just, like... Did they go back in time after somebody's died and then make them run and then see how long they live afterwards?
Sure, right, exactly. Yeah, how did we know that?
7 years, all right.
Once again, somebody paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nike is the single most popular apparel brand among teens for sportswear and ready-to-wear. That's according to the 33rd annual or semi-annual Proprietary Teen Research Project. Teen Vogue says the study tracks the spending habits of teens,
mm-hmm.
specifically where they are shopping and how much they are spending. With 5,500 responses and an average age of 16, there was a resounding love for Nike, both in apparel and footwear.
Okay.
The sportswear company boasted 31% for a former, let's see, for the former and 52% for the latter. So 31% for apparel and 52% for footwear. American Eagle, Forever 21, mm-hmm. Lululemon, and a two-way tie between Adidas and H&M round out the apparel-focused top five.
Wow.
As far as footwear is concerned, it's Nike, followed by Vans.
Okay.
Vans?
Vans, really?
Yeah, making a surge.
Okay. Hmm. Adidas, Converse, and Steve Madden.
Okay.
While Nike may not be the top dog in handbags, that category was well studied as well.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
What's number one, Chelsea? What do you think?
Ooh, among teens?
Yeah, among teens.
I'm going to go with Coach.
Okay, Coach was number three.
Okay.
Michael Kors,
number
one at 33%. Kate Spade, number two.
Really?
Then the aforementioned Coach. Coach is expensive, isn't it?
Michael Kors and Kate Spade are expensive.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, okay. Lamp Champ, and then Louis Vuitton.
All of those. Yep. Louis Vuitton? Yeah. What 16-year-old
yeah, no
is
kidding.
Buying Louis Vuitton? Now, the thing is, there aren't, I mean, obviously, I bet there's still a lot of teens shopping for handbags at Target.
Yes.
But they're not Target brand.
Okay.
They're, you know, different brands at Target.
That they
so
sell
that's,
at Target.
That category's a little hard to, because those are the only, you know, those are designer handbags
yeah,
that
yeah.
you can get anywhere.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, that's expensive. I did not own any of that
that's
stuff.
That's amazing. Amazon was the resounding winner when it comes to e-commerce, holding a 43% of the study,
mm-hmm.
which certainly makes
right.
sense. But anyway, all right, if you want to know what your teen wants, those are the names. It's 823.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all SUVs. Get 12 grand total savings on Ford Expeditions. Yes, I said 12 grand total savings. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra SUVs have been ordered and we are discounting them thousands. Like 2017 Expedition starting less than 29 grand. A new 2017 Expedition for just $28,364. Or lease a new Ford Edge for just $299 a month. Less than $300 for a new Ford Edge. And new 2017 Ford Explorer start at just $24,995. That's a new Explorer for less than $25,000. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
824 News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Hello.
Hey, Scott. It's Leah. I'm on my way in, but the fog's pretty dense up here, hopefully it won't take me too extra long.
All right, very good. Thanks. There you go. All right. Be talking to her in a few minutes. The country up north is having a cemetery plot shortage so severe they're literally running out of room to put people in the ground who are deceased. Burial plot prices have soared to 25 $1,000.
Oh, my God.
And the country is considering leasing them. The concept, this is in Canada, the concept has been used in Germany for years, with families continuing to pay year after year for their loved one. If the family cannot pay, their loved one is dug up and buried deeper or located in the original plot that is being reused. Man. Now, there is, if you ride the BART going into San Francisco, there's an area out there, I don't know the name of the town, but it's a town that has nothing but cemeteries in it. Because land is so dear in San Francisco that they can't afford to have cemeteries there.
Okay.
You know, they
Between where
people live and park space and stuff, they don't have room for cemeteries. So actually, as you're going by, you see these, and they're different kind. They're Jewish cemeteries, they're Catholic cemeteries, they're all sorts of different religious ceremony cemeteries there. And it's a little eerie, but you know, by the same token, it's kind of interesting to see that. But that's how they've had to deal with it, because they don't have enough space for all that. Now, room for a million bees. Where are they going? A million bees have been stolen near Vienna, Austria. Police say dozens of beehives were snatched from a local park sometime over the past couple of weeks. The hives, there are 40 of them, have been kept in wooden boxes in the park. Police have no leads as to where they might be. Bees and honey are worth probably $16,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. A spokesperson said the actual damage is incalculable in terms of years of work lost.
Right.
So we'll see. It could be.
I feel like that's a tough thing to steal.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking it's a sting operation.
It's okay with your money now.
Thank you.
J.P. Morgan Chase shares are up 1.5% in pre-market trading after it blew past analyst estimates, posting earnings reflecting trading revenue and lending margins much more robust than predicted. We await quarterly reports from Wells Fargo and Citigroup today, too. CNBC is reporting that Apple has assembled a secret team of biomedical engineers to develop sensors that can non-invasively and continuously monitor blood sugar levels. The hope is to better treat diabetes. Two brothers are $10 million richer for designing a real StarTech tricorder medical scanner. Nonprofit XPRIZE set the challenge with chipmaker Qualcomm 5 years ago to create the device like the one on the TV show. This one measures vitals and diagnoses 13 ailments at once through an arm-worn sensor. Jitters over U.S. foreign policy drove stocks lower. The Dow slid 59 points, the NASDAQ was off 30, and the S&P fell 9. Futures are trending downward. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000. Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Everyone knows what a pain passwords are. That's why Apple's Touch ID fingerprint recognition system has been such a hit. But as it turns out, these fingerprint sensors may not be as secure as we've been led to believe. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. In 2013, fingerprint sensors revolutionized smartphones. They're standard on all iPhones, MacBook Pros, and even many Android phones. But this week, researchers at both New York University and Michigan State University released a study showing that fingerprint sensors can be fooled by, guess what? Fake digital fingerprints. Researchers were able to fool the sensors 65% of the time. And it's not just a case of unlocking smartphones. The fingerprint sensors also authorize purchases of virtually anything at any price using Apple Pay and Android Pay just by touching your thumb to the sensor. Neither Google nor Apple are commenting. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes. Like this recipe. Start with a working couple. Add two demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Follow step-by-step recipe until holy ravioli, you can add mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A proposal to build high-density housing in one of College Station's oldest residential neighborhoods has been withdrawn. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the work done by the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association resulted in stopping the development, which would have been across Gilcrest and Williams from College Hills Elementary School.
Just this morning, I sent a letter of thank you to Dr. Drzeleski and thanked her for kind of leading the charge, if you will, to make certain that the city knew what their concerns were.
According to the Neighborhood Association, the proposal to turn two large residential lots into nine smaller lots for high-density housing violated the spirit of College Station's Neighborhood Conservation Ordinance, which was adopted in 2011. Less than 4 months into the Trump administration with a Republican House and Senate, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he is just as stirred up as his constituents about the lack of anything getting done in Washington. As Congress moves on to tax reform, Flores, speaking on the Infomaniacs, says the current proposal will not allow Texans to continue writing off state sales taxes on federal returns.
There will be two individual tax preferences that will continue to exist, home mortgage deduction, although there could be some limitations on that are larger limitations what we have today, and then secondly, charitable contributions. But in terms of all the other tax preferences that individuals had, those are going to be gone in exchange for a fairer, flatter, lower rate.
A week from tonight, Flores is hosting a town hall on WTAW where you can submit questions by phone, email, text, and through his Facebook page. The Texas House Higher Education Committee is meeting this week about future funding of veterans and their families attending state universities. The committee's vice chairman, John Rainey of Bryan, says the challenge remains inadequate funding of the state's Hazelwood Act to extend benefits not completely used by veterans to their children.
All of a sudden, there's more legacy folks going to school on that bill than there are the ones that actually were in the military. So it's created quite a problem. Basically, the price was just put on the backs of the universities.
Rainey on the Infomaniacs says Texas A&M loses around $20 million a year in tuition and fees that the state does not reimburse. Proposed changes include increasing the minimum amount of service from 180 days to 2 years, with the possibility of adding service in the reserves along with active duty. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included another update on city projects. City Manager Keene Register announced the upcoming enforcement of regulations at the city cemetery.
After a one-month information education phase regarding the existing cemetery's ordinance, enforcement of the ordinance and removal of items not pertaining to code will begin on May 1.
Construction continues on improvements at the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball field, and next Tuesday's Parks and Recreation Board meeting will include a second public hearing on the design of Bryan's new Edgewater and Sienna Parks. And the TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced Highway 47, which was recently named Riverside Parkway by the City of Bryan, will be repaved from FM 60 to Health Science Center Parkway. The work starts today and is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 67 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voters' Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at cstx.gov/starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at cstx.gov/starlight.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 837, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, it's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, here we go.
Some morning clouds, patchy fog and mist. That'll give way to partial sunshine later today. It'll become breezy and warm with a high of 80 to 85. We're partly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. There is the chance for a shower during the day. Highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be somewhere between 60 and 65. Saturday, partial sun. The risk of an isolated shower. High Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 838. Let's head over to Austin, and State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. I'm good. It's late night last night on the committee hearing, but up and bright-eyed and ready to go lay out a bill here in a minute.
All right, what were you doing last night that took so long?
Last night was fun. We had eminent domain legislation and land and resource management.
Okay.
And we had six bills up, and I think we shut down the committee 11:30, 11:45.
Okay. Anything of import come out of there? Some changes that might be people will see with eminent domain, or does this have to do with the rail, the railroad, or
there's a hint on the high speed rail. Yep. Mainly, it's talking about giving landowners a more informed decision making and working with those energy or transmission line folks and working with the landman that come to them in the beginning and before scaring them with eminent domain, making a bona fide offer is the piece that I was focused on when I laid my bill out, is strictly on the bona fide offer, where you reach an agreement or give. When the landman shows up, they don't scare him with eminent domain. This is what you can and ask for, and we're going to give you a bona fide offer based on appraisals. It's just a smoother process. And the whole gist of it from a private property standpoint and the energy companies is let's take the lawyers out of this. And that's been the driving force to keep both sides of the argument working together, and we should have a solution by this afternoon and get to the Texas floor pretty quick.
All right. Now, last week in your Natural Resources Committee, y'all talked about water, which we know is really, really important. And so folks understand, you got a situation sometimes where there might be two aquifers within somebody's, if they've got a big parcel of land, there could be two aquifers, or therefore two groups that would have water under one piece of property that one person owns. That was a pretty big deal that y'all discussed last week.
It is, and I'm going to clarify, two water districts is what we are focused on, mm-hmm. managing the same aquifer differently. And, I mean, this is very vital to where we live, because there's four different water districts around the Brazos County and the water district that we share with Robertson County. They do it different in Burleson. They do it different east than us. And we're really all sitting on top of the Creso Wilcox, which we should manage more similarly. So what the bill talked about was that there's a large farmer ranch, you know, which is a statewide problem. I cited some issues in the Panhandle and some out west that, you know, it's hard for a landowner to manage in a drought situation where they're going to move their water if they have to pump water from the north part of the ranch and move it to the south part on the same parcel, continuous land, and under two different water districts. You know, you could have a situation where a rancher or a farmer would have to pay an export fee to move water on his or her own piece of property. And, you know, we need to clarify things like that.
Certainly. Now, give me your observation of the final hours of the countdown to the budget last week.
So it got fun, didn't it?
It did. Matter of fact, some people got in people's faces, huh?
You know, and that makes it entertaining, but when we're tired, we're tired. But there's certain pieces of legislation, you know, I'm assuming we're talking about the hog.
Exactly, the feral hog.
The bill and Mr. Stickland and Mr. Springer. And, you know, hog damages across state are important, and we're going to touch on that today again on the floor with the Warfen bill or the Caput. So very tense issue. We need to make sure we're giving landowners every opportunity to control the hog population so we can protect our land and our crops, but we got to do it right. And then you have somebody that want to take the hog control program completely out, so another representative defunded all the transportation projects going to their particular city, and yeah, things get heated real quick.
Well, now, so people understand, and if you live in the city, you don't know that, but as we continue to grow here in Brazos County, you encroach out into areas where feral hogs wander through, and, you know, all you got to do is spend a few $1,000s on a lawn and let the hogs come in there and decide they want to dismantle it for you, and you've got homeowners who are not happy about that.
I think I've said this on your show 4 years ago, but we put in a sprinkler system at our home and woke up the next morning and Miss Cassell did not have a yard anymore.
They can do it, and they can do it in short order. So what's going to happen with that legislation on the floor today, do you think?
You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, it was a freshman member's first bill, so it, as you know, we have a kind of a ritual where we give you a hard time.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody's in a good spirit, and then it got serious. So the votes are there from a standpoint that there's 120 plus or minus co-sponsors of that bill, but there's some real concerns about the product itself. So we do need to do our due diligence, vote on this correctly, make sure that the bill does what it's intended to do, which, you know, when we talk, not every bill, they have unintended consequences and they don't do what they're supposed to do. And so we're going to clarify that today, make sure everybody's on the same page, and hopefully we'll get that voted out by 11 today and we can come home for Easter.
Finally today, lay out what the bill you're going to do when you leave us on the radio here.
When I leave you, I'm headed to the transportation, and HB, this is a good one, 979 area code back home, but this is where members Star of Texas Award, which is given out by the governor's office to recognize our first responders who are seriously injured or killed. So this will create a specialty license plate for the Star of Texas Award recipients.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us every Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Safe travels and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you and all the listeners. We'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, all right. Let's turn our attention to the Humane Society now, and Liz. No, here you go. You can, the microphone moved. No, you can come. There you go. Come, you come stand over there.
Oh, there's other
there.
Folks in?
Yeah.
Throwing me off.
Yeah, there. Okay. I know. That's okay. All right. So what's going on in the Humane Society?
Well, we, you know, we're halfway through this year's fiscal year for us, and we're kind of looking at where we're at with some various things, especially our pit bull wellness vouchers, and we still have plenty left.
Oh.
So what that means is if you can hear us, come bring your pit. If you currently own a pit bull, bring your pit bull in. We'll microchip it for free and give you a voucher for a free spay or neuter.
Okay.
So really great opportunity. I'm just trying to get some ID on those pups, and then obviously get them spayed or neutered as well. And this was part of the Animal Friendly License Plate Grant. So we appreciate those who supported the Texas Animal Friendly License Plate.
Sure.
It's out there doing something. So I know a lot of times, even myself at one point in time was like, yeah, but does it do anything? It does. It really does. And we hope to expand this. Each year we've done this, the state has really liked our program, so has expanded on it each year. And we're hoping to expand it a little bit further next year. And once we get that set in stone, then I'll mention that.
Okay.
But we're hoping to expand that to some other animals as well.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
So that's going on right now. So anytime we're open, just bring your pit bull in and get them microchipped. And like I said, get that voucher. You know, a lot of times people are asking us, well, you know, what about the stray animals that come in? You know, how long do they have, and so on and so forth? And we have in the state of Texas, generally it's a 3-day stray hold for stray pets that come in. And after that, they're evaluated for the adoption program, provided those shelters have adoption programs. And I'm talking about like just kind of a statewide. And we do, obviously. And we evaluate them for the adoption program. And then for us, as long as they're healthy and adoptable, they're there until they're adopted at the shelter. So some of them may be with us an extended amount of time. And if you go to our website and you're looking at the adoptables page, we've had folks call and say, well, you haven't updated it lately. Well, the ones that have been with us the longest are on the top.
Okay.
You need to scroll down to see the newer inventory, so to speak. And as they come in, they just get, like I said, added on the bottom automatically. We have a lost and found page. Pets that are available or on the lost and found page are available for someone to apply to adopt. They just can't take them home until they're through that stray hold. Again, that's generally 3 days across the state. And we really encourage people, if you're missing your pet here in Bryan College Station, check both shelters, us on Leonard Road and the Bryan Animal Center on Finfeather, and then surrounding shelters as well. We can't stress how important it is that the pet does need to go to a shelter nearest where you found it.
Right.
But unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, you might be traveling back and forth from Houston. You're somewhere and you're like, oh, here's a lost dog. I did have one of my staff members who was brand new call me from halfway between Austin and here and ask if she should pick up a chicken. No, leave the chicken.
Yeah, chicken's
I'm sure
okay.
The chicken lives there.
Yeah, chicken is all right.
But it does need to go to a shelter nearest that area. And right. We have a lot of times folks that have brought animals from Texarkana or wherever it is. It's like that person's never going to think to look for their pet in Bryan College Station. So if you're missing a pet here, look in surrounding shelters as well. There is a small impound facility in Waller County. There's some in Robertson County as well. Just little ones here and there that sometimes folks don't know about. So ask us. We will, if you call and file a lost report, we're going to give you as much information as we have as about surrounding shelters.
Sure.
And we're going to get that information up on our website as well, so that if you are missing pets, you can look in surrounding shelters, along with if you find a pet in that area. Generally, if you're not sure, call the sheriff's department and they can direct you.
There you go. So what's more information about everything that's going on? What do they do?
Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can find us on Facebook as well.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. Yeah, visit with folks from the Humane Society every Thursday, and we visit with folks from the City of Bryan as well. You know, I think we have lost our, we traditionally, whenever you had the camp out, you always had rain. Do we have rain this time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a good sign.
I don't know if we should talk about it or not. But
let's not, because we've had a number of events where rain has played a little bit of a problem.
Okay, but it worked out all right. What else you got going on?
Well, East 29th Street from Briarcrest to the College Station City Limit Line, they are officially working on the outside lane. If you're headed from Bryan into College Station, that's the lane that they've started with. So once they complete this, they're going to move to the opposite outside right-hand lane, and they should be done by about April 28th, weather permitting. And remember, this closure will only be Monday through Friday, and it won't affect you on the weekends. Now then, we are also starting on Monday the reconstruction of Old Hearn Road and Wilkes Street intersection in the Lindale Acres neighborhoods. Crews are going to be installing the new water and sanitary sewer lines. They're going to complete culvert improvements and resurface the roadway. So be on the lookout for that. Now, in particular, if you are an individual that walks to Bonham Elementary, north along Old Hearn Road, note that you're going to be detoured to a temporary crossing of Old Hearn Road at McCaney Drive. So from there, you'll be able to walk north along Missouri Avenue and then return to Old Hearn Road via Glacier Drive. Okay. So if you walk over to Bonham Elementary, keep that in mind. And we also have this posted on our website at briantx.gov in case you didn't get all of those street names.
Sure.
And then also yesterday, contractors closed the East 29th Street entrance closest to Bryan, Texas Utilities for reconstruction. We shared the same entrances, the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building and the Bryan, Texas Utilities Office. You know, we sit across from one another. So
right.
The entrance that's closest to BTU is currently closed for reconstruction. And that should be open next week. So not too long, and we'll have new sidewalks and new entrance in East 29th before they move over to the other side. And then also, the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is hosting our second public input meeting for both Siena and Edgewater Parks. So we held one meeting, so now then the consultants are bringing the conceptual plans. So citizens have an opportunity to provide feedback on those current plans before they're finalized and then submitted for bid. This is actually going to be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 18th. During the regularly scheduled Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meeting. So if you have input on these two new spaces, please come out and share that with us. We'd love to hear from you. So that'll be at the Municipal Office Building, which is at 300 South Texas Avenue at 6 on Tuesday, April 18th. And for some fun stuff, the Zone Shootout. If you're a golfer, that's every Wednesday at 5:30, and we invite you to come out. You can register up to 3 days in advance of that Wednesday competition or up until 3 p.m. on that Wednesday, and it's now through September 27th. So it's a two-person nine-hole scramble, and there's prizes for a number of categories, and you just call the pro shop at 209-6000 at Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course, and they'll sign you up.
Okay, and you brought a guest with you.
We did bring a guest. I have Mr. Gary Schatz here with us today to provide an update on the downtown quiet zone and what that means.
Welcome back, Gary.
How are you, Kevin?
All right, so let's see, when was the last time you were here? How long ago was that?
A couple of months. We were talking about our local area traffic management program. And there. So we're doing something else.
What have we learned now? Oh, you're doing something else?
We're doing something else.
Oh, what are you doing?
We're talking about quiet zones.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. So how are we as far as quiet zones? I know this is a process, and you have to deal with the railroad, and that's a big entity, but where are we in that process now?
We have made tremendous progress. Last week, we issued what's called our Notice of Intent. That is our formal notification to the Federal Railroad Administration in D.C., to the railroads, to TxDOT, to others, that we intend to make certain safety improvements at certain crossings because we want to establish it as a safe place where the trains no longer have to sound their horns routinely.
Okay. And also, when you say routinely, and if you've been downtown, Bryan, you've heard it goes on too long is kind of the way we feel. Is that right?
Well, people feel that, but the way the locomotive engineer sounds that horn is established by federal law.
Uh-huh.
They are supposed to start sounding the horn 15 to 20 seconds from the crossing in a certain pattern, and because we have crossing after crossing after crossing, they just continually sound the horn until they get out of downtown.
So basically what we're looking at is a couple of things. Probably there will be some roads that might be closed when this is all said and done, and there has to be public input on that, but is that certainly a portion of this?
That's a big topic of discussion. Our problem child with our quiet zone is the Groesbeck crossing. It has the highest crash risk, according to the Federal Railroad Administration's website, and it's also our second busiest crossing in Bryan. If we want to leave it open, which we can, we have to do a lot of improvements, and we need to reconstruct the street itself because it's a mess. And that, to leave it open, will cost us about $1.7 million. If we close it, then where does all that traffic go?
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to now install traffic signals at other intersections to offset the impacts? So it's no longer a traffic engineering discussion. It's a quality of life discussion. And indeed, that's where the community needs to have an opportunity to weigh in.
Now, one of the things that will also happen is that the trains will be able to use a different kind of horn, basically. Is that right? The sound will be a little bit different? Will it travel differently, or does it travel in all directions?
No,
just like it does now?
I mean, the train horn still does as it does.
It's
very loud for 2,500 feet to the front,
uh-huh.
2,000 feet left and right. But at one crossing, which is Pease. Excuse me, I got a pickle.
Go ahead.
We're doing what's called a wayside horn. The configuration of the crossing is such that we can't install safety improvements, but we can install what are basically loudspeakers at the crossing, wired into the crossing equipment, so that when the train's approaching and the gate and the lights start flashing, the gate arms start coming down, there's a pre-recorded train horn that is broadcast, but these loudspeakers are pointed right at traffic.
Okay.
It takes the place of the train sounding its horn. So when you look at the footprint of that sound, it's much, much smaller.
Yeah, that'd be
less
a lot
than
better.
A tenth.
Well, so there's a lot of money involved here, and is it difficult to work with a railroad in a situation like this? What's your experience been?
This will be my fifth quiet zone that I've worked with.
Right.
Keyed up, did Houston's first, did three when I was over, three or four in Austin, and elsewhere. Union Pacific has been good to work with. They are very, very interested in safety. We need to work closely with them. Trains win all ties. And the relationship we have with them and the Federal Railroad Administration at the state level is an excellent one. Also working with TxDOT, we have excellent working relationships. What's important is, you know, Union Pacific is going to see the installation of a quiet zone as a community betterment.
Okay.
So if there are necessary improvements at the crossing as a just basically a business decision, they're going to look to the local communities to fund those improvements. We do enter into contracts with Union Pacific and pay them to make those trackside improvements.
Okay.
But they're good to work with.
If the public wants to give input, well, how do they do that?
We really don't have that set up yet,
okay.
But you can always reach out through to the City of Bryan's website. We do have a portal where people can comment on anything. And do you have that?
Sure. If you go to bryantx.gov, we have the contact form, and it gives you a menu of options of people to contact. You can select the most appropriate one, and then it will be routed to Mr. Schatz.
Okay, so, very good. All right, Gary, thanks for coming in and keeping
You're welcome.
Up to date on the progress of it, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. We visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on WTAW. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
About 3 minutes till, 2 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. There's a new 30 for 30 out tonight.
Ooh.
And generally, those are pretty good. Or I can at least decide in the first 5 minutes if I don't want to watch
it. Which one is this about?
This one is about this new documentary profiles the University of Kentucky's
Ooh.
Men's basketball coach,
oh.
John Calipari.
Calipari.
So, we'll see. All right, I just started. I only got about 15 minutes into this disgraced The Baylor basketball story.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
And again, if you see a documentary, understand that you have to see that it's going through the prism of the person who's putting the documentary together.
True.
So, absolutely.
Again, what they say and what they don't say needs to be taken into consideration, but I'm just going, wow, it's pretty amazing. All right, the most underrated place. Thrillist has gone through and found the most underrated place in every state in U.S. America.
Okay.
The number one underappreciated, I guess, place in Texas is Terlingua.
Where?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Well, it used to be. It's a little ghost town in southwest Texas.
Okay.
But the deal is, a long time ago, they started this chili cook-off there.
Yeah.
The Chili Appreciation Society's International Annual Cook-Off, which is held there every November. And when it's not a chili hub, it pretty much is an old mercury mining town that was abandoned, but now sparsely repopulated with some stone restaurants and cantinas with little outdoor seating areas
cool.
out there. So if you ever get down there, There's the Starlight Restaurant, a theater, restaurant, and saloon, and they have an Old West Theater. And again, it's
kind of a popular place for live music, right?
That's right. Yeah.
What's it close to?
Southwest Texas.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have it.
I'll Google map it.
You can do that. Google Earth. Yeah. But anyway, so that's kind of fun, and it is kind of tourist trappy-ish, but the food is pretty good too.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. And well, that's all I've really got.
Huh.
We're close to the end of the show.
I know. Well, I had a Kardashian story, but you don't want to chinch on that. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do the whole thing tomorrow.
Good idea.
WTAW College Station, Brian.